Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and with me today is a Radio St. Pete, famous former host of Woman of Song and local chanteuse, Fiona Crochet. Welcome to studio.
Bonjour, Nanette. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, yesterday was Diane Keaton's birthday, and with that, it reminded me that my other and our other favorite mentor and woman of song, Brigitte Bardot, passed.
Yes, yes, Bébé. Affectionately, we refer to her as Bébé. Who's
Bébé.
Strong enough to just use her initials, BB, and it wasn't her idea. Yeah, affectionately referred to by even the paparazzi and media because they felt they had a connection with her. And God created woman, not women, woman. Yeah.
That was her famous movie, correct?
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Jean-Luc Godard, the famous New Wave films. So she worked with him. She worked with François Truffaut. Her the film that I favor is by Agnès Varda, Viva Varda, the female filmmaker, because Varda didn't, stereotypically put her in that role of sexual coquette. But I will say that I feel like she really handled it well because her insouciance, her charm, her authentic charisma, I feel like it counterbalanced her overt sensuality. And I mean, everything I've read and studied and the films I've seen, she has this innate vulnerability and it comes across on the screen. And as knockout, I'm just going to use the word sexy that she is, I'm convinced that the affection she received from the audience is because of that vulnerability.
Not unlike Sophia Loren.
Yes, yes.
Oh, right? So yes. these women of song are people that, first of all, folks, if you don't know this, Fiona Crochet not only performs locally at the Palm on Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday she will be at Adrian's, the new steakhouse, doing Rat Pack, American Songbook. She will be, at Green Light Cinema's new Green Lounge and Kitchen on the 17th. She'll be doing a few little movie songs, but more of her stuff. But she also does the Frenchet Cabaret, and she was in France and Nice and on tour this summer. So she really, really, Fiona, you embody women of song. And tell us a little bit about what you're doing at Marquee, and then we're going to go back to Brigitte Bardot's career as a songbird, because we didn't know that. So tell us a little bit about what you do with Marquee.
Okay. Marquee's Cafe is an authentic French cafe. The woman who owns it, and I love that it's woman-owned, of course I do, is from Brittany. But what I've learned, she plays 24/7, she plays a French playlist, and Brigitte Bardot is all over that playlist. And there's a song that I recorded, but I really wasn't familiar with the association. The song is called La Madrague, and it's all about Brigitte Bardot's place in Saint-Tropez, her home. And the lyrics are very bittersweet and melancholy. But at the French Cafe, I sing there on Saturdays. It's like a French cabaret, and I stroll around the tables and try to emulate what they do in Paris and what they do in a lot of little cafes in the French Riviera. You'll have a singer strolling around. It's very lo-fi, but it's very personal. And the croissants, the pastries, they're amazing. They're open Sunday through Sunday, 8 to 1, 7 days a week. And it's a very intimate, lo-fi setting. You can bring in your notebook. You can bring in a book. We encourage people to stay. If you'd like to hear a song in French, I will happily sing to you in French.
So, Fiona, what I did not know until I listened to your recording of Harley, which Stephanie Hitton made a fabulous video of, another one of our wonderful Radio St. Pete music hosts, that Brigitte Bardot was a singer. So tell us about her singing career. Was that at the same time simultaneously with the acting career?
Gosh.
So tell us about that.
Okay, singing career. Well, in her film, And God Created Woman, she was narrating throughout the film, but she would kind of hum here and there. she was approached by Serge Gainsbourg, which we all know is the on the right arm of Jane Birkin. But before Jane Birkin, she and Serge Gainsbourg had this scandalous affair. They recorded an album. Harley Davidson was one of the songs, and the infamous poster for that song is her clad in leather, black leather. Of course, Serge Gainsbourg is going to put her in black leather. She's standing in front of the Harley, and there's another song that's extremely famous and extremely scandalous, and it's called Je t'aime non plus, moi non plus, and it means I love you, me neither. So it's a real play, sarcastic play, but the scandal is that Serge Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot were recording it en flagrant, and it was recorded, but Brigitte Bardot was married, and Brigitte Bardot forbade Serge Gainsbourg to release it. And a good thing to say about him is that he did not release it. It got out, of course, but he did not release it. Instead, he went to his Jane Birkin, and they re-recorded it. And
oh my God, it's like the Paris Hilton of the French New Wave era. Oh my gosh, right?
yes.
Who knew
her singing? But the La Madrague, I just love that song. If you hear that song by her, her delivery is very beautiful, and people kind of they chuckle because she half sings, half speaks, but you will be convinced that she can sing in this beautiful song. And Harley Davidson is a hoot that she sings on that song. It's a song of rebellion and women empowerment, I think. It's lovely.
So, folks, there's another encore chapter. And, Fifi, you and I both love animals. We're crazy animal lovers. And, Brigitte, so I always feel that you channel, you know, you do Edith Piaf, you do Josephine Baker, you do a lot of French chanteuse. But I feel that you channel Brigitte the best because of her third chapter. Tell us about her animal rights activism, like Paul McCartney's Linda.
Oh, okay. So she became disenchanted with film and with not so much with singing and music, but with the constant, relentless invasion of her body and soul and privacy. She was on a film set and it's awful. She agreed to do something with the producer, and they went to somewhere where seals were, and she actually saw a seal assaulted for its pelt. Yes, she saw it, and it's horrifying. You can bring it up on the internet. Horrifying. It traumatized her to the point where that was her turning point, and she became, as we all know, this face of animal rescue and, of course, activism. It's pretty dark. It's got a sinister undertone because she was wearing these furs and people constantly were giving her furs. And when she became involved in the activism, she really spoke out about, you know, the glamour of fur and how much she was against it because of its how you get
you know.
It.
She reminds me a little bit of Pamela Anderson and the turn that she has made in her life of, you know, a sex symbol who then, you know, embraces her makeup-free life, living in, you know, working on, you know, loving animals. And also, it's interesting because, you know, Brigitte Bardot was raised in a France that was not women positive.
Right. Exactly. Very chauvinistic. Yeah. And then 1968, like the 65 films, and even Jean-Luc Godard, his take on her role in the film in God Created Woman, I thought the film was going to be pro-woman. It's not really at all. It's very, you know, the typical chauvinistic. That's why I was so pleased and actually very happy about Agnès Varda. Same thing. She's a new wave filmmaker, but gave Brigitte, you know, the strong woman role, so to speak.
So, you know, we look forward to hearing some more Brigitte Bardot from you at the Marquis Cafe. It's always a pleasure to have our woman of song on air. And folks, you will be hearing Fiona and I on air around town talking about different music things and issues, and we're just so excited to have your voice back in studio, my friend. So
thank
folks,
you. I look forward to our collaboration.
Yeah,
so excited for that.
So tell us where they can find you on social.
Okay, on social, I'm on Facebook, Fiona Frenchie, F-R-E-N-S-C-H-E. Insta, of course. I really do a lot of Facebook posting. All over Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and streaming services. And
in the Let's Go Guide.
Yes. Go Tonight. Absolutely. Go Tonight. Rick Crandall announces my performances on musictampabay.com. Yes. Yes.
You know, well, we love having you on, and thank you for giving us an homage to Brigitte Bardot. Friends, I am your host for Music Scene. I've been talking with the one and only Fiona Frenchet, woman of song. So I now, without further ado, want to introduce Harley to you. Enjoy this tune by Fiona French that was once sung by Brigitte Bardot. Au revoir, friends. Au revoir, Fiona.
Au revoir. Merci beaucoup. Ça se scribe, Nanette Weiser. Thank you for all you do for all of us in the community. Bisous, bisous.
Besoin de personne à aller d'Avison. Je ne reconnais plus personne à aller d'Avison. J'appuie sur le starter et voici que je te dis le terreur. J'irai pas trop paradis, mais dans son temps. Besoin de personne à aller d'Avison. Je ne reconnais plus personne à aller d'Avison. Ici, chambre de main, c'est qu'elle est de mon destin. Je viens de moi la vie comme un terrible blanche.
Ici nous allons.